Good morning, Holy Spirit, and thank you, Holy Spirit, for helping me in all things. And I don't think a lot of people understand what that means. God gave us the Holy Spirit to help us in all things, and that includes everything. For the believer to have unrestricted access to God, you must first believe that the Holy Spirit is the one to consider who can help us get to that place in our mind where we can actually believe that we can go straight to God without any limitations and without any restrictions. And the Holy Spirit is going to teach us how this morning, this easy like Sunday morning, a devotional prayer. And I'm going to take my time because there's no rush when I'm talking to God. Unrestricted access to God. Just believe it and receive it and let the Holy Spirit help you. Father, in the name of Jesus the Christ, I activate my righteous faith. I activate my righteous belief. I receive the coming of the Holy Spirit. I'm baptized in the Holy Spirit. I'm born of the Holy Spirit. And I'm in spiritual agreement with the Holy Spirit person. Now the Holy Spirit helps me to pray, have fellowship and communion with God. And according to Luke chapter 3, verse 21 and 22, I decree this word. Now it happened while he baptized all the people. He also baptized Jesus. And while he prayed, the sky opened. Isn't that something? While he prayed, the sky opened, and the Holy Spirit came down on him in the likeness of the form of a dove. And a voice came from heaven that said, "You are my beloved Son, in whom I am pleased." I decree Jesus identified himself with those he came to save. Isn't that something? Jesus came to save me. Make that personal. Put your name in that. Jesus came to save Kenneth Williams. And you can make it personal and put your name in that. Jesus came to save me in the climax of his baptism of all the people. I decree as Jesus prayed, I too pray. And as the opening of the heavens opened for Jesus, in the same manner the opening of the heavens opened up for me as I pray in the name of Jesus. He can open up the heavens for you when you pray too. I decree the Spirit appears unto me in a bodily form as a dove. And I understand the appearance is the Holy Spirit. And in Christ, I receive the divine sonship in his commission. Isn't that something? I decree on this day and in this hour, now I enter into the spirit of invocation of my formal calling upon God. I call on, I invite the presence of, and initiate my interaction with God as my Father. Now heaven is open to me. The Holy Spirit descended upon me, and God my Father spoke to me. I decree now I have open and unrestricted access to my God in my prayer life. Isn't that something? I have an open and an unrestricted access to my God in my prayer life. For Jesus came to earth and Jesus died on the cross for me. And because of that fact, now I boldly enter God's presence by my faith. I decree my prayer releases the peace and the power of the Holy Spirit. Let me say that really slow. I decree my prayer. See, this is what happens when we consider the Holy Spirit in our prayer life. I decree my prayer releases the peace and the power of the Holy Spirit. And God speaks to me. And I listen in prayer as I am quiet in my prayer time. I decree God is my Father, whom I acknowledge as holy. And He is the one who is worthy of obedience. He is the one who is worthy of power. And God is the one who is worthy of glory forever. I decree as I pray, my praise to God shines the spotlight on God. My adoration is to God. And my thanksgiving is to God. Isn't that something? I decree, Father, on this day and in this hour, my supplication and my intercession is before You. And now I make my request that Your will be done. Imagine someone said that this morning in their prayer. Imagine you actually don't just listen to what I'm saying, but apply it to yourself. Imagine putting yourself in this type of communication before God in your prayer life. Father, my supplication and my intercession is before You. Right now, I make my request that Your will be done and for my basic needs to be met on a daily basis. A lot of times, people are looking for somebody else to help them meet their daily needs and don't understand that you can go to God and God can meet your daily needs. Isn't that something? Stop looking towards people to help you out. Help yourself out and talk to God this morning and let God be the person responsible for helping you with your daily needs, whatever they may be. I decree that God, watch this, I decree that my fervent prayer is on the behalf of others and my intercession is the work of Jesus and a way for me to be Christ-like by sharing in that work. And that's what this devotional prayer is all about. I'm sharing how to have unrestricted access before God. I decree my prayer involves my confession and forgiveness is the context of my relationship. And I agree with God about our sins. And I receive God's forgiveness and extend God's forgiveness to other people. Isn't that something? Watch this. My prayer life involves my confession and forgiveness in the context of my relationship. And I agree with God about our sins. Make it personal. I agree with God about my own sins. And I receive God's forgiveness. Isn't that something? And once I understand that I receive forgiveness from God, I can extend God's forgiveness to other people. Isn't that something? I decree the impact of attitudes and relationships with others is on our fellowship with God. I decree, according to Matthew 14 and 23, and when He dismissed the crowds, when Jesus dismissed the crowds, He went up to a mountain alone to pray. See, when He got rid of all of the people, He separated Himself from everyone. He told the crowd to disperse, and He went up to a mountain alone, all by Himself, to pray to His Father. And when it became dark, He was still there alone. According to Mark 1 and 35, and in the morning, now He was with God all night. And in another occasion, He got up early in the morning, very early, according to Mark 1 and 35. And in the morning, He got up very early and went to a desert place and was praying there. And I decree, according to Mark 6 and 41, and looked into heaven and blessed and broke the bread in the name of Jesus. Isn't that something? Watch this. I decree according to Luke 5 and 16. And He went away to the desert land and was praying. And according to Luke 6 and 12, Jesus went to a mountain to pray. And there He spent the night in prayer to God. I decree Luke 11:1, when I pray, I always go away to a certain place. I decree according to Luke 9:28, I go away to a mountain to pray. I decree according to the teaching on prayer from Jesus himself. I know and I understand God is interested when I pray. God is interested where I pray. God is interested with whom I pray. And God is interested in how I pray and what my attitude is in prayer. And I know and I understand what kind of attitude God is looking for from me when I enter into prayer. Isn't that something? What kind of attitude do you think God is looking for from you? Those of you under the sound of my voice, when you start to talk to God, God is checking what type of attitude you have. I decree my humility in prayer to God, my persistence in prayer to God, my watchfulness and my expected faith in my prayer to God. I decree that I keep a healthy relationship with God. Too many of us be trying to keep a healthy relationship with other people before we should first have a healthy relationship with God. So let me put it in its proper perspective. I decree that I keep a healthy relationship with God first, and then I can have a healthy relationship with other people to avoid any type of communication breakdown. Isn't that something? I decree, Father. You see how important it is to make a decree? When you decree God's word, it will be established according to his word. And that's why when we pray, we should always make a decree. Because according to the word of God, when you make a decree before God, he shall establish what you say. I decree, Father, let me practice my prayer time with you, and let your Holy Spirit help me find a good time and a good place that will facilitate effective prayer and help develop my consistency in my prayer time with you. Father, I decree my expressions of worship, and I give thanks to you for all and for every specific thing that you have done for me in my past and on my behalf. I'm in agreement with my unrestricted access to God. I believe my unrestricted access to God. I have my unrestricted access to God as I pray. Father, I want to thank you for blessing me with your grace that I may have unrestricted access to you in the name of Jesus the Christ. So let me have my unrestricted access to God, my Holy Father, as I have said, my Lord. And let it be unto those who are listening and believing and receiving under the sound of my voice. My prayer for those this morning is that you too can apply this to yourself and experience what it truly means to have unrestricted, unbroken fellowship with God in the name of Jesus the Christ. So let it be. Shalom.